Hi there, listeners of Accents, a podcast for literature, arts and culture. I am your host, Katerina Stoykova, and I have the pleasure of serving as the director of the Kentucky Book Festival, a program of Kentucky Humanities. The next installment of KBF will take place on November 2nd at Joseph Beth Booksellers from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Today's episode features two friends and supporters of the festival, Gary Atkins and Scott Winnegast. Gary is volunteer state president and Scott is communications manager at AARP. AARP is one of the supporters of this year's festival. Scott, Gary, welcome to Accents.
I'm happy to be here. It's good to join you.
It's a pleasure to be with you again here in Lexington.
Wonderful. Thank you. Please tell us one thing we likely know about your organization and one thing we likely don't know.
One thing that you probably do know about AARP is that we advocate for folks that are 50 plus. One thing that you probably don't know is that we advocate for folks that are 50 plus, 30 plus, 40 plus, 20 plus. We advocate for everybody because we're trying to do things that's going to improve life as you go older, grow older, so that you can decide how you want to live as you age.
And what you may not know about AARP, Gary started on it, but you're never too young to join AARP. And that is news for a lot of folks out there. And you can begin at any age and start saving, and it's exciting. In Kentucky, we have more than 430,000 members, and nationwide, we have almost 40 million members.
And for those who don't know, what does AARP stand for?
AARP stands for AARP. We changed the name in 1999 when AARP did research and found people were not retiring as they once were at the same rate. So we changed our name legally from the American Association for Retired Persons to AARP. So we shrunk it. The official legal name is simply AARP.
Okay, and it doesn't stand for anything?
No. It's not an acronym. Formerly, prior to 1999, and this name change, it was the American Association for Retired Persons, AARP. It was founded by a retired high school principal, Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus, who, in 1958, launched the American Association for Retired Persons.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, in 1947, Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus launched the National Retired Teachers Association with some of the same social mission that we have today for AARP. And that is really to enable people to live their best lives as they age.
What are your organization's goals this year?
Our goals is to expand. And I just came into this position in January of this year. Our state director came into the position around September, October
2023.
Yeah, of last year. And we want to expand our operation here in Kentucky. Most of our operations has been in the Lexington metro area and in the Louisville metro area. We've had some expansion in Western Kentucky because the past state president was from Western Kentucky. I grew up in Greenup County in Eastern Kentucky. And I'm wanting, and the state director is wanting, to try to expand our operation into Eastern Kentucky, South Central Kentucky, Northern Kentucky. Those are areas that we have had some programs before, but we want to expand it out. We're looking for volunteers across the state so that we can get our foot in the door in order to do presentations like on fraud awareness, caregiving, brain health, veterans issues. I was up in Ashland, Kentucky back in February of this year with the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs. We were servicing folks that were veterans up in that area, talking about caregiving issues, talking about various things that impact on veterans, like fraud awareness. Unfortunately, veterans are targeted quite often about fraud. So we want to expand out, and we're always looking for volunteers.
And along those lines, part of our outreach in Lexington, Louisville, Bowling Green, Woodford County, and actually in Berea, age-friendly communities has been a big part of our work in those communities, where we are looking at infrastructure, we're looking at social inclusion, we're looking at ways that people can stay connected, which can mean transportation, it can mean digitally. Digital equity is going to continue to be a significant part of our rural Kentucky outreach. Post-pandemic world, we like everyone else, know digital is a way to reach into new communities statewide, and that's a very significant part of our outreach across the state.
And we have community challenge grants here in Kentucky and across the nation with AARP that different communities, civic organizations, some governmental agencies can apply for grants. They're quick, short action grants where they can do improvements in their community. This year, there was a community challenge grant that was granted up in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, where they, I think it's an arts council up there, is going to be able to expand an area, a garden area outside their facility for beautification in the community. But we have these little grants that are across the state that are given. You apply for them.
Do you have to be a nonprofit to apply?
Yes. Okay. But it's a good opportunity for communities to be able to make improvements in their community on our dime.
Mm-hmm.
The Livable Community Challenge Grant's in its seventh year, and has AARP has donated more than $7 million nationwide to different nonprofits. So every year, beginning in around March, is when the Livable Community Challenge Grants open up. So that's exciting. And it has been terrific to see all of the various projects from across the state, east, west, north, and south, where local organizations have launched these community challenge grants, like Apple Shop in Whitesburg. They've received two. The Lexington Senior Center received one for to improve the walking path at the Lexington Senior Center. So that's really exciting to see these things, I don't want to say brick and mortar, but tangible, yeah, quick action grants to improve livable, as we define it, communities.
The goal you mentioned at the very beginning, we want to improve people's lives.
Yes.
In both Lexington and Louisville, there was a design competition to design accessory dwelling units. These are a lot of times called, you know, granny flats, or they're called tiny houses, where you can build a living space somewhere on your property legally, and it can be a garage conversion.
Could it be a writer's studio?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it could be a detached unit on your property. Lexington legalized it 2023. Louisville legalized it 2023, and in Louisville, they took it a step further, and the Division of Planning had this design competition. They selected 10 designs that are now available, architectural designs ready to go that you can download and start building. And that's what this challenge grant did in Louisville and Lexington. We worked with the University of Kentucky Architectural School folks and the Lexington Senior Services to host this design competition. Some of the designs were incredible. And some of the ones you can download today from Louisville Metro Government are incredible. And they're ready to go.
So what would you like the future of your organization to look like?
Yeah, that is a significant question. AARP has a state office in every state, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So we have staff and an incredible number of volunteers on the ground working across the country to serve the social mission to improve, to change aging for the better.
To disrupt it.
The stereotypes about aging, that's a significant part of what we do. So nationwide, I think the goal for AARP is continuously improve to serve our members and everyone that's 50 plus, everyone that's aging, which is all of us, and to serve their needs and to be able to look ahead around the corner, what's next? Is it going to be keeping Social Security solvent? Is it going to continue to deal with the affordable drug prices, prescription costs? Or, you know, we do a lot of work in Frankfurt with the members of the General Assembly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, is that the job of AARP?
We advocate there in D.C.
Okay.
I was up there in June of this year talking to members of our legislative caucuses that were up there and actually met with three of the congressmen, three of the other congressional offices staff, because the congressional members were actually on the floor doing votes, so I didn't have a chance to talk to them. But we also have an opportunity to talk to them here in the state. So we communicate with our congressional leaders, with our Senate leaders, with our state legislature. So we talk to our folks that are here, not only when they're in Frankfurt, but when they're out in the state, because you want to develop a relationship with them. And it's much easier to talk to somebody about a piece of legislation if you've had some communications with them outside of that, to at least, you know, introduce yourself in a non-threatening type way. We advocate for things that are going to impact adversely on folks that are aging, to try to get those sort of things not enacted, and things that are going to improve the life of our citizens here in Kentucky, especially those that are aging, mm-hmm. in a more positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had the opportunity to testify before some of the House and Senate hearings that we've had in Frankfurt this last session, and looking forward to continuing to do that work.
And one of the things that's driving AARP is data. And one of the things AARP does exceptionally well is our public policy research. So we have an office in Washington, D.C. that does nothing but research.
You have so many members. You have access to all sorts of data.
And part of what we're doing now, housing is a critical issue across the country and in Kentucky. Access to equitable housing is an issue that we are following closely and plan to continue to work on in the General Assembly. There's a task force running now in Frankfurt looking at housing costs. And yesterday, Lexington Mayor Gorton testified before the committee about the workforce development aspect of housing. If you're bringing in new jobs, you're going to have to be able to have some market with adequate and affordable housing. So the other piece of what we do, especially with legislation, is how can we help individuals stay in their homes longer, right? With some home modification, some home design, how do you help people live, age in place is sort of the term that's used. And that is a big piece, a big question, and a big piece of AARP's future is to continue that effort. Funding for home and community-based services. When someone can live in their home independently longer and avoid institutional care like a nursing home, there are some simple supports that folks can have, like nutrition, home-delivered meals, personal care attendants, because people across the board, all the surveys come back, you know, overwhelmingly, yes, I want to live in my own home for as long as possible in my neighborhood where I know my neighbors and I'm a part of the community. So that is a continuous go for AARP.
You know, if there were a AARP party, I would vote for that in November.
Let me say this. Dr. Ethel Percy Andrews had a vision. She was a visionary. She was ahead of her time. And she saw very personally up close and a retired educator, a colleague she had worked with, living in what she called a chicken coop. Substandard housing, okay? She had this vision about doing more as we age and changing aging for the better. And she was incredible. 1947, started the National Retired Teachers Association, and then 1958, started AARP. And the social mission remains the same today. Improving aging for all. Yeah. What we do for all. That was sort of her tagline. And, you know, to this day, some 60 plus years later, AARP is still out there hustling and working.
We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. It's the largest one in the nation that does this kind of advocacy work.
AARP is a 501c4, and we have a 501c3, which is the AARP Foundation, which takes on age discrimination litigation, right? And they also run a program called Tax Aid, which does free tax filing every year. So if you need your taxes done for free, AARP Tax Aid is everywhere across the state. Almost, I'm not going to say all 120 counties, but they're out there working. It's driven by volunteers. They're trained by the IRS. And they do hundreds of thousands of tax returns every year. And here's what we do. We give it all away. AARP.org. That's where it's at. And you can download almost everything that we offer for family caregivers, fraud prevention, veterans, digital equity, Medicare, brain health, so livable communities, age-friendly communities. And what's underneath a lot of this is volunteers like Gary.
Right.
Who give us so much time. I've been amazed over the years I've been here at the volunteers who just keep coming back and doing more. So if you're interested in volunteering, AARP might be a place to look. And you can check it out at createthegood.org. That's our website for our volunteer opportunities as well as other local volunteer opportunities. createthegood.org.
And what motivated you to support the Kentucky Book Festival?
Because it's a good cause. I read books all the time. And, you know, I grew up reading books. And AARP is an organization that has a book club. It's in the magazine and the like. And, you know, we have folks that read. You know, I grew up in Greenup County, Kentucky. And one of my father's cousins, I guess he would be my cousin also, was Jesse Stewart, who was an educator, who was an author, who was a poet. And Jesse wrote an article about my father. My father had fought in the First World War. He born in 1895. First World War veteran, wounded, came back to Kentucky, ended up getting involved with law enforcement, was a constable, was a deputy sheriff, was a high sheriff, was a county judge, and when he
long line of service. You come from a long line of service, Gary.
Well, and that's part of why I've done what I've done, my career in being in the Army. I was in the Army for 12 years. I was involved with prosecution of criminal offenses as a lawyer for probably 26, 27 years, and helping others. That's what I've always wanted to do and have done. and AARP was just a continuation of that. Now, Kentucky Monthly Magazine, Steve Vest, he's a friend of mine, and I sent a copy of this manuscript that Jesse Stewart had sent to my father, along with a postcard telling him, hey, there's going to be a photographer coming over to your office to take some pictures, because he wanted to get this article published in the Courier Journal, but for whatever reason, the Courier wasn't interested. So he ended up getting it published in the Ashland Daily Independent newspaper. Well, I sent this manuscript and information to Steve Vest, and last May, or May of this year, the Kentucky Monthly Magazine and the Kentucky Explorers portion of it published this article, which was much longer than what they usually publish, but because it was from Jesse Stewart, they did. And it made my heart, you know, feel good.
Mm. That's wonderful.
Let me add, we'd been working with Bill Goodman when he was at KET.
Okay.
And he approached AARP about, hey, supporting the Kentucky Book Festival. And it was a natural fit from the very beginning. So we were excited to do that. AARP's bookstore, of course, has savings discounts, right? We are known for, AARP is known for its discounts. And you can get discounts on new books through your AARP membership. They're free ebook downloads from the AARP Book Club. Our members are readers, whether it's a digital format or whether it's still in print. And that's why the AARP magazine remains one of the world's largest circulating magazines. Its editor right now is formerly the editor of the Rolling Stone magazine. Yeah. So we have...
How did that come about?
You know, that's a great story. I would love to know the answer to that. But check out AARP's bookstore at aarp.org. You see what discounts, what specials. And, you know, last year we had the authors of the Whole Body Reset at the book festival. And it's just terrific. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet our members where they are and also share more about AARP. People are like you, are excited. It's like, I didn't know this is what AARP was all about.
Scott, what motivated you to get involved with AARP?
I was working in Frankfurt on some legislative issues, and I was working with a lobbyist. And I've always been driven by good public policy, social justice, and the common good, and how that can be enacted in legislation. So I was working for the Catholic Conference at the time with the four dioceses, and we were working on some predatory lending issues, and that was legal loan sharking, right? So we were working on legislation to put caps on that. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to join this amazing organization, which is nationwide, and I've had so many incredible opportunities to serve Kentuckians, but also to be a part of a nationwide movement supporting changing aging for the better. I think we're going to put that on a t-shirt.
Might as well.
So, but that is a big part of how I landed at AARP Kentucky.
Thank you. And you, Gary, how did you get involved with AARP?
Well, I'd been a member for a long time, but when I was working in Frankfurt with the Department of Financial Institutions, I was working there. I don't know much about financial institutions, honestly, but I know fraud. And they hired me because I was a felony prosecutor for the state, and I knew what fraud was. So I worked with our fraud investigators about securities fraud to help investigate and prosecute those type of cases. And I came into contact with folks from AARP, like this guy here next to me. And AARP and our organization and the Kentucky Attorney General's Office would travel around Kentucky and do scam jams to provide information to citizens out in the state about frauds and scams. So anyway, I never got to go out in the state to do that because I was a staff attorney and involved in these investigations and prosecutions. That wasn't the side of what I was supposed to be doing. But I had done that sort of thing and going out and doing presentations and the like when I worked with Northeast Kentucky Legal Services and doing presentations to senior centers for different things. And then I was doing presentations all the time when I was in trial, because I was doing presentations to a jury or to a judge, okay? So when I retired from the state, I went to a Movies for Grown-Ups that was sponsored by AARP. I found out about it, and I ran into this guy there, and we got to talking, and he said, hey, there's this organization that we've got here in the Lexington area. You might want to come to a team meeting and visit. And I did. And boy, did I get hooked.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We got a rope on him.
Yeah, they put the hook in me. And
they'll never let you go.
Well, I started working with the Lexington team and doing things with them, shredding events, tabling events, just different things. And then started doing some fraud presentations with the Lexington team not only in Lexington, but out and about in the state. And then it kind of expanded from there.
And like so many other volunteers, Gary brings so much experience to our volunteer corps. That gives us an incredible resource to deliver on the AARP social mission with those volunteers. Experience, time, and talent just makes a huge difference in reaching out and connecting. And the thing Gary did not mention, he's a retired Army officer, and he's been incredibly helpful with our veterans and military family outreach. AARP recognized 10 years ago that we had to address the needs of veterans because they're different. And develop specific resources for veterans and their families. And so that's another area that Gary excels in, is the veterans outreach that we do nationwide. We have about 6 million members, AARP members, that are identified as veterans. And there's probably more, right? Having veterans talking to veterans is an instant
absolutely,
fit.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, and
credibility is...
It's the same with any other, when we're talking to consumers about fraud and scams, you have that personal connection going on. And the scam jams, Gary mentioned, they're sort of like a TED Talk with different speakers. Law enforcement, FBI, local law enforcement.
Postal.
Postal, United States Postal Inspector, the Department of Financial Institutions, local bankers, you know. There is just a great collection. And so the AARP is a catalyst for change.
On November 2nd, AARP will have a presence again at the Kentucky Book Festival. Are you going to be there?
Oh, absolutely.
We're pretty sure it's going to be a great time.
Oh, it always is.
It is a great time. I was there last year.
The parking's free.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and that's great. And I have to say, I hope maybe I bump into Silas House again.
Thank you for coming to Accents, and we'll see you at the festival November 2nd, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Joseph Beth.